stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, on the radio show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lady.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing great.
Are you over your trip to New York?
I'm never over my trip to New York. I had the best trip to New York. I'm telling you guys, it was such a wonderful time. I got to go to New York with my daughter and my granddaughter, my granddaughter's friend. We got to see a couple of Broadway shows. I got to see Hello, Dolly with Bette Midler.
No one better.
Oh, my God.
No one better.
She's the absolute bomb.
She's an icon.
Yeah. And we just had a great time. It was just great to be with family and just have some downtime because, you know, I get a little caregiver burnout myself.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I just, like it was like the first day I was just kind of, like, in the womb at my stepmother's house. Just like, okay, just come down.
Yeah, trying to unravel.
Yeah, exactly. But it was all good. So this other woman that you hear speaking with us right here is Susan Wright from Arden Courts of Largo.
Yes, thank you for having
me. And we're going to chat with you a little bit further in a little bit.
Sure.
And we also have Jen Moyer from Vox Life is going to be calling in. So we'll talk to her a little bit later. There's good stuff happening with that. And then we have on the boards the one and only Mr. Peter Blake.
Happy Saturday!
Happy Saturday!
How are you doing?
Did you miss us last week?
I did miss you last week. Absolutely. Of course I did.
And next week we'll be at the bowling alley.
I know. I hear that. That's great. Moving up in the world. That's really good to hear. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, don't miss the evolution of Sports Talk Radio on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Tan Talk Sports Network. It's the Sports Web. We give you our own walk-up music. We'll let you call in twice and we don't hang up on you. Like those other sports talk shows do. Plenty to talk about today, ladies. It's football season. The Buccaneers won their first preseason game.
Yay!
We will talk about your Tampa Bay Buccaneers and around the NFL. All that and more on the evolution of sports talk radio from 3 to 6, the Sports Web. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
Like I say, he always gives me something to think about, John.
With lots of energy.
Yes, with lots of energy.
He makes it exhaust me.
He does. So I wanted to say, give a shout out to our newest listeners.
Oh.
We have Mary Ellen in Ohio.
Ohio.
Nice. Yeah, and hopefully when I go on the road for Arden Courts, I'll be in Ohio.
That's
so maybe
right.
I'll meet Mary Ellen.
Nice.
And Sandra from Tampa and Jessica from Gulfport. So, as always, you know, guys, I'm glad that you listen. I know it's hard for caregivers to be able to just take an hour to sit down and listen to a radio show. So anytime you tune in just delights me. And always know, if you can't be here for when the show is live, you can go to any of the podcasts at ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and hear everything that's going on or hear any of the shows that you want to repeat. Well, today also we have a winner of our caregiver contest.
Yay.
So you guys know about the caregiver contest. You go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and you can nominate a caregiver. We put all the names in a hat. We pick out one because you're all winners to us. So this winner is Harry Jameson, and this is the email.
A man caregiver.
I would like to nominate my uncle, Harry Jameson, for the caregiver contest. He was a bachelor and jet setter most of his life, but he cares for both my mother and his sister. He cares for both of his sisters, except for having caregivers coming in 2 to 3 times a week to bathe my aunts. Uncle Harry takes care of everything else.
Wow.
My Aunt Mary has Parkinson's and Aunt Alice has dementia. He always has a great attitude and a wonderful sense of humor. His patience is immeasurable. My aunts' lives are so much better because of Uncle Harry. They all listen to your show every week. Not a lot of guys would do this, and I would like to give him credit. Please consider him Erica.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
It's wonderful.
That's a great man.
So, Harry, you're going to get 8 hours of respite care that you could use at either Arden Courts or Assisting Hands or Palm Garden or Maria's Adult Daycare. So you have a lot of good choices there for whatever works for you. And you're going to get a gift certificate to Capo Di Monte Italian Deli. Yum, yum, yum. A Massage Envy gift certificate, a Publix gift card, a Fandango gift card, a gift certificate for a haircut with Nikki Colors, and a pair of the Vox socks. So thank you, Harry, for everything you do, and hello to Aunt Mary and Aunt Alice and Erica. We really appreciate you guys. It really means a lot what awesome. You do, and I don't think we tell our caregivers enough.
They're the unsung heroes.
What they do.
Really.
And how much they do, because caregivers go through a lot of tough stuff, and that's something I want to talk to you a little bit about today. Caregiver guilt.
Yes.
So tell me what's going on, what you're seeing happening, where you are.
I'm seeing a lot of, depending on what the dynamic is in the family and who it actually is, right now I just happen to be working with a lot of spouses who are trying to make the decision to place their husband, wife. And I think that's a very different type of guilt, as I'm probably Lynn could speak to. But I think as a daughter, I know eventually I'll care for my parents the way they've cared for me. It's part of the cycle of life. I don't think when you get married and take the vow for better or for worse in sickness and in health, I don't think you really prepare yourself that you could be potentially blindsided with a terminal illness or a dementia or Alzheimer's, and that leads to some really difficult decisions. And so a lot of people I work with, that's one of the things they have to overcome is, I made the vow. How do I break a promise? How do I break the vow? Right. You know, early in marriage, that might be a conversation you have. I'll never put you, you know, especially that generation, I'll never put you in a nursing home.
Don't ever put me in a nursing home.
I would never do that to you.
Right.
I promise.
And how do you live breaking that promise where... That's tough. And it can take from weeks to months to years.
That generation, too, has in their mind, you know, like one flew over the cuckoo's nest as a facility.
Yes.
A community.
Yeah.
They don't know what the communities are like today.
No.
I don't think they expected when they got married that they were going to live this long.
No.
You know, that's a whole other thing that we're going there. And I do find, though, through my support groups when this happens, because lots of times people come to the support group in the beginning, their loved one is still at home with them.
Sure.
And they progress
and they can handle
into...
it.
You know, they progress gradually into home health or adult daycare, you know, as things go on. But just recently, a woman in one of my groups made the decision, and she was crying that day, and she said to me, you know, I don't know how it's going to be and what's going to happen with him. And I said to her, honey, I have a feeling it's going to be worse for you than it's going to be for him.
Normally it is.
You know, and she just looked at me like I was a little wacky, and I said, yeah, I think so. And I talked to her a couple of weeks later, and she said, okay, so she brought him there that day. He had been there already for some respite care.
That's the best way to do it.
Right? So he was a little bit familiar with the place.
Mm-hmm.
He was in adult daycare before that, so he's social.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, so there she is with him for the day, and now she's going home. He says, are we going home? And she said, no, I'm going home now, but this is your home.
Right.
You know, I just don't think that I can take the proper care of you at home.
And keep you safe.
And keep you safe.
Right.
And he said to her, I think that's a great idea.
That's
usually how it happens. And she called me crying even harder.
Yes.
And then she went there like a couple days later, and he didn't even kind of like pay attention to her.
Yeah. The anticipation of it is sometimes so much worse than the actual act of having to do it. And I really do spend a lot of time with the actual caregiver, because the resident typically is fine. But the best way to do it, to your point, was that starting with the adult day stay, and all the Arden Courts have them, or even if you're not ready for an overnight respite, which I understand, that's very hard.
Deal.
But the day stays alone are just godsends. And so you can bring them in, get them into a community environment, give you the peace of mind of knowing. It gets you a certain comfort level, I think, to know where they're going to be, see how they acclimate. I had one yesterday that was the initial tour, and he didn't want to leave. And his wife was so anxious, and I'd been working with her for days planning this out to the T. And so we walked him in. It was the whole family, and she goes, this isn't going to work. He's going to figure it out. And I think she was using very childish terminology with him at the house, saying, you know, you're just bored. You need to go to adult daycare. Well, you don't really want to say that to a man, especially.
Right.
It's challenging their integrity.
You need to go do some volunteer work.
That's exactly what I said. So we brought him in, and he was very quiet, and so I didn't know exactly what where he was at this point. And then finally I just said, would you like to sit down and have a cup of coffee? Sure. Sat down, walks in with the other ladies and the gentleman, and his wife was standing there, and we stood and talked for maybe 30 minutes in the hall. And she said, I'm just going to test the waters. And I said, but I bet he's going to want to, you know, get out of here. And she went up to him and she said, well, honey, I'm going to go run errands. You want to go? Nah, it's all right. Just see you later. That was it. Yeah. And she cried the whole way out. It was happy tears. And I said, this is your sign. I mean, right. God gave you a gift that this is the right time for
exactly.
you. He's wandering at night. He's up. She hadn't slept in weeks.
It was the same thing with my
same
friend.
Thing. And so yeah. that's a good way to do it. So he stayed until 4 o'clock. He asked one time if she had the right credit card because he knew she was out shopping. And she came to pay. And I said, would you like to come back and see me Monday? I need some more assistance with the backyard. I need some help straightening the chairs because he knows he volunteers. And he said, yes, I'll see you Monday. And that was it. So it's...
And that's one of the things, too, just a sidebar that I love about Arden Courts is that they can go outside.
It's big.
And all the communities have
huge
gardens and places where they can go out and
walk. Well, and you have the freedom to come and go. You're not, you know, you don't want to take away someone's independence too soon or they'll decline or get agitated. And, yeah, especially the ones I'm pulling from home.
When there's an assisted living community, all of a sudden they go, oh, we have memory care now. On the third floor where those doors are locked.
Yeah, one hall.
Yeah, no education.
It's very sad.
Yeah,
not a fan.
I love Arden. That's one of the things I love most about Arden Courts. Explain to we'll go back to the caregiver guilt, but while I'm talking about why I love Arden Courts, explain to me, to our listeners, how it's broken up with the neighborhoods and how one could go from Ohio to Florida.
Mm-hmm. It's under one roof, but basically there are four what we call houses. It's a hall per se, but there's, in my community specifically, there's 13 rooms per house. And so I like the layout and the concept of it because regardless of who I'm bringing in, you can pretty much accommodate any personality type. So, or if they've been home and widowed and by themselves and they're not used to a community setting, it can be a little overwhelming to walk into 40 or 50 people. Whereas walking into a group of maybe 10 or 11 is a little less traumatic.
Right.
So the rooms, the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, it's all inclusive. That's where the meals will happen. That's where they're going to sleep. But the activities are going to be at the end of the building, and that's a bigger group activity. So if I have someone that is a little more shy or they're inclusive, and if you've been that way your entire life, you're probably still going to remain that
way. Exactly.
And so I can accommodate that by keeping them in the living room. In a smaller environment, there's 13 doors to get to the backyard. It's a quarter mile walking path, but the caregivers do 15 minute courtyard checks. So with the independence we're giving them comes a big responsibility for us.
Yeah.
So it's nice that, and I like the personal one-on-one check. So I have friends that work in these newer buildings that have this fantastic technology and the GPS systems and the cameras and all that. Right. I'm not a huge fan. I've been in a building like that because you cannot see the affect on someone's face from a camera. So if they're starting to sundown or they're getting agitated or scared, you cannot see that on a black and white screen.
Right.
I've seen it for myself. So for me, have a caregiver lay eyes on someone. They know when something's about to happen or if they're in distress, they're scared. You can't tell
that
on a
camera. I don't want machines taking care of my loved one.
Well, a GPS tracking system can fail. I've seen it. They can.
Yep.
So not a big fan. So I like the personal home-like environment. I love the backyard. I think I'm pulling a lot of people from home, very high-functioning people that are just no longer safe. But that's why, because they're going from one home to another, and they've got the benefit of the backyard, the freedom.
Right.
Once they go in the door and they're in the community itself, they have no idea they're in a secured environment. And that's the way I want it.
Right.
Because when I'm bringing in somebody, I'm pretty much meeting them in the parking lot, and I'm walking them straight through as quickly as I can so they never see the code. They don't know. But you're not over, especially with all the men that I'm moving in. You know my goal of moving in all, you know, an assisted living full of men. But they, you know, that's a dignity issue. They don't want to be babysat.
Yeah.
They don't want to be watched.
No.
I would never say adult daycare in front of a gentleman. He's here to help and volunteer. Because
exactly.
Some of these men have run Fortune 500 companies. They're used to being large and in charge. They are not going to tolerate being treated like a child.
Right.
So.
Right.
But yeah.
And it's a whole different dynamic. And every client is,
very.
Like you say, someone who's shy, someone who's outgoing. But you know what I find, too, is sometimes I found that people have kept them home so long that the person that was outgoing isn't anymore.
Yeah.
Because
you can
change. Haven't been doing anything.
Yeah. Or they forget how to socialize.
Right. Well,
because they've been isolated.
If you're just in front of a TV or whatever, you know, you do. It's an effort to socialize. You have to go out and talk to people, you know, even with us.
Yeah.
You know, and if they don't have that opportunity, it can be tough.
Yeah.
And so I caution people that try to keep your loved ones active. doing something, whether it's adult daycare, whether it's respite care, whether it's just doing something with you, whether it's doing something with another caregiver.
Even just a couple of days a week.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Maria's is fantastic. I mean, the Arden Courts, obviously, concept is fantastic because I love it. But Maria's is another really, really good option for people.
And Ruth's Promise.
Yes.
Ruth's Promise is great.
Dr. K has Memory Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are a lot of things that are available out there. And almost all this stuff is on my website.
Yeah.
All
a lot of resources.
Said is on my website. But if you don't know about it, you don't know about it.
No. A lot of resources.
Yeah. And the other thing, caregivers, you know what I always say is education. The more you know, the better you can handle a situation.
Mm-hmm.
This week, you guys got Tam Cummings coming to speak at Arden Courts and Seminole.
Yes, and she's excellent.
And she's the author of Untangling Dementia, and she's just awesome. And you have somebody else coming up soon, too. Who else do you have?
Yeah, please go see Tam Cummings in Seminole. But then I've got another national speaker that is coming at the end of August. Her name is Jennifer Fitzpatrick. She used to work for Arden Courts about 15 years ago. Now she has become a speaker, and she has started, she's a gerontologist. She's fantastic. She's been on all kinds of news media. She's written a book, Cruising Through Caregiving.
Yeah.
I have asked her, I know, it's all a cruise ship theme, so anyone that would like to come to the seminar will get a free copy of her book. But please call to reserve your seat. I'm having two different sessions, so because I've dealt with so many, and I'm working with so many spouses, and the spouse caregiver guilt is so different from a daughter caregiver guilt.
Totally
so
different.
Her first session is Promises and Caregiving, Why You Shouldn't Make Them and How to Undo Them, and that starts at 10:30 in the morning. She's going to speak for about an hour, specifically for spouses, but everyone is invited. Even if you're a daughter and you know that your parents are dealing with this, you might want to come just to learn how to, what forms the promises are, how to undo some of the promises without being too harmful. We're offering a complimentary lunch, and then the afternoon session is from noon to one, and it's guilt, anger, and stress, how to work through the different feelings as a caregiver.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it for everyone. So I've invited professionals as well as prospective families. You can call my building. It is 559-8411, and that's the Arden Courts in Largo.
Yep, and Lynn's going to mention it again, too, later when we do the announcement.
Oops, sorry, Lynn. I stole your thunder.
You did it much better.
No.
I'll just be a robot reading.
Sorry, Lynn.
But no. It's really important that you get an education. You know, I see people walk into a seminar, a support group, or whatever, and after a little while, I can see them breathe a little bit easier. I can see them look at someone next to them and know it's not just me going through.
Well, yeah, I've had caregivers tell me I feel like I'm on an island.
Yeah.
And I've had people from church or neighbors or friends offer to help, but they don't know my mom. They don't know how to respond when she starts getting worked up or agitated. They don't know what to say to her to calm her down. And I do think people always want to help, but until you've done it, you really don't understand.
And you know, when you talk about that too, besides, you know, sometimes you have to educate your friends or whoever to help you. But it's another thing that I always talk about is, so let's say every morning you give mom her Cheerios in the red bowl.
Right.
And you can't be there this day. And somebody else gives her those Cheerios in the blue bowl.
It's over.
You know, the day's done.
It's over.
So these are kind of things we have to educate the people that are around us.
Sure.
Because they don't know. And they don't realize how important it is to have that consistency and that whole thing. So sometimes you have to educate your friends. And maybe you have to say, you know, maybe they need to come over and spend some time with you and your loved one before they would come over and spend some time with your loved one alone.
That's great advice. Yeah,
so they would
just to learn how to answer some of the questions or how to
what
prepare
their little
yourself.
Twitch is or what their little thing is. You
know,
I had this
That's great advice.
I had this one woman. Her husband watches like Wheel of Fortune and Family Feud and all that stuff, but he hates the sound. But he can see it visually who's winning the game. And someone came over and they don't understand that. And they put that sound on. He went nuts.
Oh,
he went crazy. But who knows?
But how could they have known?
Yeah, right. They don't know. So
unless you make bullet
points.
Sometimes
we have to educate our friends.
Yeah,
and
be
our
very specific. But there's always that one thing you forget that could set someone off.
Right. But I just don't think we realize how important some of those things are.
No, you really don't.
You know, because to us it just gets to be a routine. And another thing too, you were saying about with the spousal thing, it's different a spouse than a child. You know, if you're taking care of your mom and dad and you get to go home to your husband and your kids and your family.
Right.
If mom's just taking care of dad and dad's all she has.
Yeah.
Now mom's going home all alone. That's a whole different story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different story. You've been married to someone for 65 years, and now this is the first time you're home all by yourself.
Right. And usually what I hear is, what do I do now? because they have spent so, my own dad went through this. My mom passed away of cancer. I mean, it was 2 years of he was her caregiver, and he did this and he did that, and I lived there, but it was different. I wasn't the one taking the full-on care. Right. And the first thing he said was, I don't know what to do with myself now, because he had nothing left. He had no purpose. Yeah, his purpose was gone. And I hear that with the spouses, too, is I don't know what I'm going to do now, because 24 hours a day they've been taking care of their spouses. Right. And then all of a sudden it just stops when you move them out.
Well, lots of times I tell them the first thing you need to do is start healing yourself a little bit.
Yeah. I encourage support really groups, like your support groups. Right.
Go to a support group. Go get your hair done. Go get a massage.
Go on vacation.
Go call your girlfriend you haven't talked to, haven't seen in a while.
Right.
You know, start with that. And then sometimes you can do, lots of times people meet each other through a support group.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this one woman where she takes care of her mom and the other woman takes care of her mom. And once a week, they get together, the two moms and the two mothers.
So you're no longer on the island. You've got someone else.
Right. You're not all by yourself.
Yeah.
But it's hard. But please do that, because it's most important. Because what happens is, caregivers come to my support groups and their loved ones pass away. And they come back, and their biggest regret is that they were so task-orientated during their mm-hmm. caregiving experience that they missed those wonderful moments. Oh! Orientated, I would say that word wrong.
I just give her the look.
Lynn just gives me the smile. What is it? Oriented? Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. So I will continue probably to say orientated, but anyway, you get what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Now. You get what I'm talking about. It's really important.
I looked it up because I thought that sounds like a new word, and it sounds good. I like it.
Sounds all right, guys. We need to hear from our wonderful partners and sponsors, because I only have wonderful partners and sponsors, because if we don't hear from them, you don't hear from us. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838. For your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. Christine M. Payne is a dedicated educator, speaker, and wellness advocate for over 20 years. She is a champion in supporting caregivers and their families with personalized and tailored wellness plans and continued mentorship programs. ChristineMPayne.com was created to provide a resource for health, hope, and emotional healing to every home through the gift of essential oil. Christine has a servant's heart, and her mission is to empower caregivers with educational services and natural healthcare solutions. As a national an international speaker and educator, Christine has provided the tools for individuals, corporate pilot programs, and service organizations on the topic of essential oils and proactive self-care. Did you know 60% of caregivers say they do not adequately take care of their own physical and emotional needs? Please contact Christine at 941-387-6800 or visit her at ChristineMPayne.com. That's ChristineMPayne.com. To start your journey of proactive self-care and for a complimentary class and wellness consultation.
Are you concerned with memory loss?
Memory loss can be devastating and can affect your activities of daily life. You may forget important appointments, have difficulty completing familiar tasks, or become socially withdrawn. RenStar Medical Research in Wesley Chapel, Florida offers study-related memory evaluations as a part of a research study given by clinical research professional. Call RenStar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 to speak with someone today. Having a memory evaluation is key to early detection of more serious memory problems and can help you plan for the future. Health insurance is not required. Again, call RenStar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 today to set up your memory evaluation appointment. You can also visit their website at www.renstar.net and like them on Facebook.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
That's what friends are for. Do we have a call, Peter?
We do, absolutely. Let's go out to the phone lines.
All righty then.
Hello.
Hey, Jen, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
We're okay. We have this huge thunderstorm going on over here. I don't even know if people can hear it on the radio, but it's like the building's shaking.
Yes.
Is it snowing up there?
No.
Not yet.
We have a beautiful, beautiful sunny day today. And I've been watching the show on Facebook, and you're coming through loud and clear all the way up here in Canada. So, yeah.
So, Jen, you know, we've been talking about Vox Life. You were on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I have it on my website, and some good things have been happening. And I just want you to tell our listeners, first of all, explain to them what the technology is, what it is kind of thing. And then tell me about the latest thing that has come out that accompanies everything else that you guys have.
Okay. Yeah. Very exciting new product that Vox Life has launched. Basically, you know, from square one, Vox Life is a technology company. And what they have developed is a very precise neurological pattern. And this pattern, there's no metals, no drugs, nothing in this. It works simply on something called tactile stimulation, so touch. And this pattern is molded into an insert for your shoe or in a pair of socks. And some of the things that it helps with is really incredible. Better balance, better stability, increased range of motion. What I love, I work with a lot of seniors, and I love the fall reduction.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, because the fall can be the end. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it. You got it. And actually, I was just doing a little event here in my building. There's a lot of seniors here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes they'll say, you know, I don't fall. And I use the analogy, you know, you get in your car, you're not intending on crashing your car, but you still put your seatbelt on.
Right.
Right? So this is your seatbelt. So it basically stimulates activation points on the bottom of the foot, sending a signal up through the nervous system, and it puts the brainstem into homeostasis. And it's actually a very simple solution that allows your brain and your body to communicate more effectively with each other.
How have things been going with your dad? Tell us about that.
Yeah, wonderful. My dad's 82. And
he's cute as heck, I gotta tell you.
I know.
He is.
I shoot the ladies off all the time. And he knows it, too. But, Linda, I just have to say one little thing. I just appreciate you so much. And you too, Lynn, and all you do for caregivers. I have come home here with a whole new outlook. And just as you were saying earlier on the show, I was so task oriented, and now I'm enjoying the adventure, you know?
Yeah.
It's really renewed the relationship I have with both my parents. So bless you and thank you.
Thank you.
But yeah, my dad suffers from diabetic neuropathy. So one
That's
of the
painful.
Symptoms, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yep. So he was taking a lot of medication. He still takes a bit, but it's sporadic now.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things really great for him, number one, is the balance and stability. It's night and day difference for him, because with his diabetic neuropathy, developed something called Charcot foot, which is, it's very rare. Not a lot of people have heard of it, but essentially all the bones in his feet became brittle, and they shattered. So his feet are now deformed, right? But with the neuropathy, he actually had absolutely no feeling in his feet. He had no idea that was going on. And he started wearing the Vox Life HPT Human Performance Technology just over a year ago. And after wearing them for 5 or 6 weeks, he actually has feeling in his feet now. So it's a really great thing, because it alerts us to,
right,
you know, possible blisters or sores that we can get to before it becomes a real issue. So, yeah,
that's wonderful. And what's the latest thing they came out with, though?
Okay, so in the warmer climates,
the flip-flop.
A lot of people, people like to wear flip-flops or bare feet on the beach, things like that. So what Vox has come out with, number one, is a very thin insole that can fit in a flip-flop or a dress shoe. That's just great. I've got them in my sandals now. It's nice to get my toes out of the socks once in a while, but I still love my socks, though.
Yeah.
I wear them a lot. I sleep with them on even. So, but the real breakthrough is what we call our neuro patch. So it's a little square patch with the design clearly on the patch, and it works exactly the same as the technology in the socks. So it is a different pattern than what's in the socks because it goes on the forearm, right? Okay. So it's the patch is about 1 inch by 1 inch. It lasts for 24 hours, so it's not reusable time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
They come in a little box of 10 patches, and so great for beach days, things like that.
Okay.
But the really great thing about this patch is once the first time you wear it on the forearm, so you wear it on the forearm of your dominant hand, there's a process in your body called Sonata Sensory Cortex Imprinting.
Okay.
So, yep, it's, from my recollection, it was a study done out of Japan that it means that the part of the brain that recognizes touch stimulation remembers that pattern.
Okay.
So after you wear it for the first time on your forearm, you can then actually wear it anywhere on your body, and your body is, your brain's going to recognize that pattern and put the brainstem into homeostasis. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool. I've tried it. It works. It's great.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, so many people have issues with pain, with mobility, and companies are coming up with these amazing products that really make a difference, where we're not taking a lot of drugs, we're not doing a lot of stuff. You know, it's like, you know, I believe in chiropractic, I believe in acupuncture, I believe in essential oils, a lot of different things that we can do to help our loved ones and ourselves.
Without putting garbage in our body.
That's right.
Exactly.
Without
over-medicating. Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So, And so I'll give a personal testimonial. When Jen gave me the first pair of Vox socks, I was like, yeah, socks, sure. You know me. And, so I go to Curves in the morning to work out. So I went there, and for the first time I did the circuit, I wore my regular socks. The second time I did the circuit, I put the Vox socks on, and I did more than I had ever done before. And I thought, are you just psyching yourself out, Linda? You know? But then it continued a few more times. And then... my girlfriend got a pair for her aunt. She said for the first time in months, her aunt could walk from the kitchen to the bedroom without her walker.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So that's huge. That's huge.
Oh, yeah. We hear stories like this every single day, helping people with so many things. And as we always say, we don't claim to cure or diagnose or prevent diseases or disorders. It's simply a way to allow your body to handle and relieve symptoms.
Right. And you do have a money-back guarantee, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 30-day money-back guarantee, always say, is try it. Wear it as much as you can. I usually use the analogy of glasses, right? So people say, you know, do I have to wear it all the time? Well, it's like glasses. If you want to see better, you have to wear the glasses.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, in 2014... I had the unfortunate experience of both of my parents falling ill. And, you know, you get so wrapped up and you don't take care of yourself. And I stopped looking after myself. And by 2016, when I was introduced to Vox Life, you know, I resorted to pain pills. Yeah, I resorted to pain pills, though.
Yeah.
And they're so hard on your system. And they make you dopey and lazy and not feeling the greatest. And so I am just so grateful for Vox Life because I now have to take zero pain pills and I can look after my parents better than I ever did before. So,
well, thanks for being with us, honey. And if any of you guys are interested, you can go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers.
Right.
Thanks Jen. I'll talk to you soon. I appreciate you calling in.
Bye, Jen.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye, Lynn. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
You've told me about it before.
Yeah. The more things that are coming out, which really makes me happy, with the new products that are coming out, new remedies to things, you know, something else we talked about this morning, which I can't say on the air yet because I don't have all the right information, but things that are coming out that are really helping people, it's such a difference.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so grateful for this radio show, because I get to talk to a lot of people and see what's out there.
Well, that doesn't require a prescription. And you have to go to the pharmacy to get it. And so anything you can do to alleviate that or Yeah. Provide comfort and relief.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially my prescription that last week was $436.
Good. Oh, tell her that story.
I needed this medicine, and I didn't know. I said, I'll give me the generic. I went and picked up. They said $436.
For the generic?
Yeah.
For the generic. And I said, oh, well, if it's going to help, that's right. colitis. If it's going right. to help, you know, I've lived with this for enough.
Right.
And so I bought it. And then when I went for my colonoscopy, the nurse there said, oh, you should belong to GoodRx. And you just go online, and it doesn't cost anything, and you give it, they give you a card. And I could have got the same medicine at Costco for $170.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
And then my doctor, I went back to her this week to tell her it's working well, but I said it was very expensive. And she said, oh, we could have given you, sent you to a compounding pharmacy. And it would have been about $100. Well, I never heard of a compounding
pharmacy. It's not common knowledge.
No, and there's
they
a
should
lot
educate
of the,
people on that.
There's a lot of them around, and they just make up the pills for you. So it's such good information.
It is good information.
$436 later.
Well, because you know what?
But I feel good.
There's probably some. Yeah, thank you. You feel good. That's been really good. But, you know, there's somebody that can't afford that $436 and not know that it's an option, so they don't take any medicine.
Well, that's my concern, is a lot of seniors don't have the money to cover their medicines, and then they compromise their care because they don't know what the options are.
I almost passed out when they told me. I was like, oh, well, I guess, you know.
Yeah, that's a car payment. That's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
Well, at least you've got options, though. Are you going to go to the compound pharmacy for next time?
Yeah, probably. Or they said my insurance is going to... I did her whole deductible.
Well, yeah,
met in one prescription.
Yeah, but which you know, I never like, met in my life.
Wow.
But even like the GoodRx, it's GoodRx or RX Good?
GoodRx.
GoodRx.
Is that just discounted medication?
You apply for the card and you get the card, and then when you tell them what you need, it tells you where the cheapest place is by you to get it.
Okay.
More or less. Okay. Right?
Isn't that great?
That's great.
Yeah. So
that's good really information. Good.
All right, we need to hear from our wonderful partners because, you know, we always have a lot of good news. Don't go away. We'll be right back, my friends. And at times, I'll be on your side
forevermore. That's what friends are for. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming, with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on. And they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers.
Are you concerned with memory loss? Memory loss can be devastating and can affect your activities of daily life. You may forget important appointments, have difficulty completing familiar tasks, or become socially withdrawn. Renstar Medical Research in Wesley Chapel, Florida offers study-related memory evaluations as a part of a research study given by clinical research professional. Call Renstar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 to speak with someone today. Having a memory evaluation is key to early detection of more serious memory problems and can help you plan for the future. Health insurance is not required. Again, call Renstar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 today to set up your memory evaluation appointment. You can also visit their website at www.renstar.net and like them on Facebook.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
When you hear those horns, it means it's time to get your paper and pen, because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On August 15th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Arden Courts in Seminole, Tam Cummings will host a seminar on understanding the stages of dementia. For more information, call 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800.
Great speaker.
And then on August 18th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at Liberty Lanes on Starkey Road in Largo, is a bowling fundraiser for Alzheimer's. $150 gets you up to six people on a lane for 2 hours. There will be raffles, gift baskets, and a 50-50 drawing. To reserve a lane, call Becky Moultrie at 727-804-9928. That's 727-804-9928.
And Lynn and I will be broadcasting live from the bowling alley next week. So we'll be there at before 12. So come on, hang out with us and meet us. It's going to be a fun time.
It will be a lot of
fun. It's
going
to be a lot of fun.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Okay. Arden Courts of Largo sponsors the Memory Cafe presented by Kate McCarty, specifically for people with dementia and their caregivers. Come and join them for coffee on the third Thursday of every month at 2 p.m. in Clearwater, or the fourth Thursday of every month at in Bel Air Bluffs. For more information or to RSVP, call 813-384-7571, 384-7571.
And that information is on my website. And that's a little different from a support group, because
yes,
that one you can actually bring your loved one with
you. It's a group activity.
Right.
Yeah, something you can do together.
Right. And then you just get to meet other people.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
Yeah.
The Kiwanis Breakfast Club of Seminole.
Yay,
and the
Kiwanis!
And the City of Seminole are again hosting the Field of Honor, honoring our veterans. The flags will be placed on the front lawns of the Seminole City Hall and the adjacent post office from November 1st to December 1st. Each flag will have a customized streamer. The streamer cost is $35. To sponsor a flag, go to www.KiwanisSeminoleBreakfast.com. Put my teeth back in. For more information, call Wayne at 813-767-4682 or Vicki at 727-744-4418.
And, you know, guys, I love Kiwanis. I've been in Kiwanis for about, 15 years now. my heart just beats when I see those flags flying. Mm-hmm. And I am so grateful for what our veterans do for us. This is just a simple way you could honor your spouse, your dad, your cousin, brother, whoever.
How it's many just, this yeah. year?
300 we're hoping for this year. The first awesome. Year was 2 years ago. We had like 29. I think last year we had like 210. This year we're going for 300.
That's great.
So and it's just
support
amazing.
Your veterans.
And Linda has to put them up.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's
yeah,
worth it.
That's why I have to go to Curve so I can keep in shape. So, well, Susan, what's the last thing you want our listeners to hear about today?
I would say it's okay to reach out for help. Don't think you can do this all by yourself. You're not alone on the island. There's so many people and resources out there to help you. I know Arden Courts has a resource library full of information that can help you along your path. We're all here to help you along the journey. There's everything from the day-stay option, which is just a daily respite stay where you don't, it's just a few hours a day to give them something to get engaged in,
right.
give you some peace of mind, and give yourself some time to refuel. There's the overnight respite stay, and then there's, you know, a 30-day respite stay. So there's so many different options out there available for caregivers. But a lot of it is not until you reach out and, to your point, get educated and
yep.
attend some of these seminars and understand what's out there. And a lot of it's just for to meet people that are
in the same
on your same path. Yep. Yeah.
And, you know, caregivers, you know how much I love you, but you need to take care of yourself.
Please.
And many times the caregivers feel like, oh, this is my responsibility. I'm the only one that can do this.
Right.
They're getting...
That's a big thing. I'm the yeah. only one who
yeah.
can do it
and
right.
And you know what? Many yeah. times the person you're caring for is like, please, take a walk. Give me a break.
Can I have someone else to talk to?
Really?
Please.
Yes.
Really, exactly. So, you know, it's good for both of you.
Yes.
So think about that, please. It's really important. And I think that's about it for today. Do you have anything else, Lynn?
I could sing.
Okay, we got to go.
Linda can dance.
Yeah, I can dance. I was dancing earlier. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You know how much I appreciate you guys. Go to the website and nominate somebody for the caregiver contest. I'm really happy that Harry Jameson won today. And
I like his name.
I do, too. And I think it's really cool liquor. That he takes care of two women.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Yes.
That's a big
Take
deal.
Take care of his sisters. That's a...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
So, yeah. So thanks, Harry. Hopefully we'll get to meet. Go to our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers Radio. Give it a like. Give us a little review. That would be good. Give us a thumbs up. Thumbs ups are already good. Always enjoy spending time with you. We'll be here next week at the Bowling Alley, live, having a great time. Remember,
I'll calm down. We're going to have fun.
Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.